Thanks again for coming out. On Friday, I talked about how difficult it is sometimes to call players and talk to them about terminating their contracts. And sometimes it could get emotional because of what they have done for this organization, both on the field and off. But also there are some opportunities to make a call like I did on Thursday night, to Brandon and the emotions that he had on that phone, the excitement, how happy he was. It was just something that my wife said, "You on a high." And I was, because of, you know, just talking with Brandon and how he felt, and I could just feel it through the phone. And the other part of that is the whole building. You know, when everyone knew that he had agreed to the contract, I think the whole building was lifted up. And that's one of the great things about the job, about a player like Brandon and a person who I first saw down at the Senior Bowl. When you see a kid from a small school like Brandon, you know, get a chance to play in the Senior Bowl, and the CIE competed with those guys down there, and then we took him through the process and was able to draft him. And every year that he's been here, he's gotten better.
Coach?
Just to piggyback that part of it, you know, watching him on that that grainy tape that we got, and to see the player on there, and you go through tape, and you work hard, and you watch player after player after player, then all of a sudden a guy pops off the tape in college football from a smaller school, but yet he's really exceptionally well coached. I mean, he had a great college coach, great college D-line coach and head coach, and who had developed him, and you knew you were looking at, you know, an elite, potentially defensive tackle. And to see that come to fruition four years later is really, just as a coach, it's the most rewarding thing you can go through. And I think the thing that for me strikes me is the fact that this is a really good move, really good investment for us because of who he is, of the kind of player he's been, and also the kind of player he's going to be. Because when you make that investment, you make the investment going forward. You're investing in the player that you're going to get. But past performance is the best indicator of future performance. And here's a man that does nothing but work as hard as he can work with as good of attitude as you could possibly have and go out there and attempt to dominate every single play. That's his goal. And then to have the moment where when you came in the other day, I think it was Friday after, you're getting ready to kind of get the paperwork figured out and sat on the couch, you know, and just sat there for what, about an hour, man, just talking and laughing and relaxing and telling stories. And he said, "It's pretty nice in here, you know." I said, "Hey, you come in here anytime you want." "No, especially, you know, I expect you in here." And that's the next step. You know, with something like this comes a great responsibility, and you don't mind as a coach. As a matter of fact, you relish, you know, entrusting a person like this with that kind of responsibility and the leadership role that goes with this opportunity. So it's exciting, and I'm thrilled that Brandon Williams is part of our championship run going forward.
First off, I want to say I'm glad to be home, for real. And I just want to thank a few people before I start. First of all, thank God, you know, for giving me the ability and, you know, just giving me the chance to go out there and pretty much put on the field every day, and every Sunday. I want to thank my mom for just raising me the best she could, me and my older brother. She's my hero, you know, just waking up every day and seeing how hard she worked just to provide for us. It's really, you know, it ties into me being so humble because I've seen her struggles for so long, and I've seen her, you know, just grind, you know, just for so long to, you know, now be the man I am today, and, you know, be able to help her now, you know, definitely. Also, I'd like to thank my lovely fiance, Alyssa Carroll, for just having my back since college, even when I was a broke college kid, you know, moving around porta potties. She was there, literally. I mean, there was a time where I was in Arkansas, you know, doing supportive potties in the park, and she literally came and brought me McDonald's breakfast and literally sat in the back of the truck with me and ate it. So she's been there. She's from the highest of highs and lowest of lows, you know. So I thank you so much for that and being, you know, my, you know, the loudest fan in the stadium on Sundays and just support me no matter what, but also keeping me humble when I come home, you know, knowing that I am, you know, a future husband and father first. Also, I would like to thank Sports Trust, my agency, Bill Johnson, and everyone else from top to the bottom. They're an amazing group, amazing agents, and they just treat me so well, and they feel like family. I really do love them, you know, for helping me get to where I am. They're amazing, and I just don't know if I'd be here with anyone else, so I appreciate them. Also, next is obviously these two fine-looking men right next to me, Ozzie and Coach Harbaugh, for giving a guy like me from a D2 school a chance to, you know, a chance to get on the stage and show them what I got. I really do appreciate both of you. I can still remember the call like it was yesterday, me getting a call from a Maryland number, and just like first thing I think of was my head, like, crab cakes and football. So, and then I talked to Ozzie and Coach Harbs, and, you know, after coming off a championship, you know, run and giving me a chance to be a part of this amazing defense. And it really made me feel great because, you know, already them having one of the number one defenses in the league, then just to think that I'm, you know, good enough to come and kind of add to it. And it really kept me humble and kept me, you know, happy just to be here and to be in this organization. I mean, it's an amazing organization. And also, Steve Bisciotti, thank you for picking me and finding me and, I guess, being able to happily invest in me for the next 5 years and in the beginning. A man like that, just a hard worker, you know, knowing his background, and also when CB passed and he gave us two of his private jets to go down there and see his funeral and just to be with him and his family and Justa. It meant a lot to me, and that's the kind of guy I can play under no matter what. That's the kind of owner I'd love to be, you know, be around and be on the team with, because that right there shows me how dedicated and how much family means to him. And, you know, it just, it's definitely hard to leave an organization like this when you know you got an owner that who's such a great, great man like that. CB, thank you for all the yelling, screaming, and pushing me, because I knew that you saw everything that I could be. You know, when I first started, he saw this day, and he pushed me until I'm here. You know, I'm here now. I just thank him just for everything. Thank you for the city of Baltimore for, you know, sticking by me, for coming to the games and just being the heartbeat of the team. I really do appreciate the fans. You know, without them, we're nothing. I really do appreciate everything they've done, especially in this free agency frenzy. I can definitely tell who are the real fans and who really appreciated me as a person, not only a player. You guys are amazing, and I'm happy and blessed to come back here and call the city of Baltimore home.
Oh, thank you. Brandon, before free agency, you kind of didn't know, because it's your first time in free agency, you didn't know what it's going to be like. Coming back to the Ravens, did that surprise you? Was it a relief? What was kind of your expectations and then seeing how it turned out?
Big time relief. Going into free agency, most of you were there the last day when we had to clean our lockers. I didn't. Everything's still there. Even, I think, my last suit that I still had in there, I think it's still in there. So I wanted to come back. I figured I try to kind of leave hints and kind of speak it into existence. You know, keep everything there, so you know they know I'm gonna be there. So it was a crazy experience. I was anxious, not knowing what's gonna happen, not knowing where I'm gonna be. You know, hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Trying to be strong, kind of go through it. Just trying to figure out where I was going to be. It was tough, but in the end, it worked out perfectly, and I'm happy for it. You know, I'm glad to be with Baltimore. I told Coach Harbaugh this. When it got down to it, I couldn't see myself in any other color but purple and black.
I wish I knew all of that before. Coach, you hated that deal, man.
So now it's already signed.
So now I'm going to go start checking lockers. You know?
Ozzie, when it came down to talking dollars, and you ran it by Steve and ran it by Pat, how long of a consideration was that? Because it was a record-breaking number in terms of a nose tackle and all that.
Well, it started on Brandon in Jupiter. You know, we came to a number that we felt like would be fair for Brandon and fair for us. But then there's always an adjustment that has to happen based on, number one, how the cap went, which went, I think, up $12 million. And then some of the deals that were made early in the early part of the day, the early part of the week. So, you know, it was a conversation that I think on Thursday, was it, John? Thursday morning, we had a conference call with Steve, Dick, John, Eric, and I, and we talked it through. And before the deal got completely done, I got another call from Steve early Thursday evening, basically saying to me, do what you have to do, but get the deal done. So, you know, having an owner like that, it really helps myself and Pat to be able to, you know, put together a deal that can keep good players on our football team.
Brandon, I saw you tweeted out Raven for life, and this gives you a good opportunity to do that. And you look at some of the great Ravens, Ogden, Lewis, Yonda. Mm-hmm. How important is that to you to be a Raven your whole career?
It's very important because nowadays you don't see that a lot. Usually after the first contract or sometimes before, you're on to the next team. Being able to have a staple in a city, in a team for the long haul is, you know, it's what you want, you know, especially if it's the team that drafted you. Seeing me, you know, growing up with looking at Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Helody, Yonda, you know, Jonathan Ogden, you know, just seeing how kind of an impact that they have in this community and in the city and on this team, it just spoke volumes. So I want it to be just like that. I want to be like, you know, the Ray Lewis's or the, you know, Terrell Suggs, you know, Helody Nada's of the team and of the city to, you know, give back, you know, and even after I'm done and, you know, done with the game, I could still be in Baltimore and have an impact in the community.
Ozzie, how important is the nose tackle to the Ravens? And did that go into the consideration that you guys all talked about into bringing Brandon back? I mean, there's been a tremendous tradition of guys at that spot.
Sorry not to interrupt you. I'll let John talk about it because that's more into football. But our ability to play with 6 and 7 in the box is huge. But Coach can talk more about that than I will.
Right. I mean, being strong down the middle probably is important in every single sport. And I think when the Ravens have been at their best, you know, historically they've been strong down the middle, both sides of the ball, but especially on defense. So when you have when you're strong down the middle, right, the front point of your defense, it gives you a chance to build from there, and that's the idea here with Brandon.
Brandon, John mentioned that with the new contract sometimes comes like a new role, a new responsibility within leadership. How much are you welcoming that and looking forward to that as part of this?
With open arms. With great power comes great responsibility. So I'm definitely welcoming open arms. I've already talked to some of the defensive linemen, talking about Pierce. I talked to Herb, Carl and all of them, and just kind of told them, let's get ready to go. It's time to, turn into another gear. It's coming to be that time again. So and I just really feel that this year it's going to be kind of I'm going to really put it on my shoulders to get the job done up front, in the front seven, and just day in and day out, because it's not, we started number one and we didn't finish number one. So definitely it's time to finish and get to where we need to go.
Brandon, can you reflect a little bit about just how far you've come? You talked about the porta potties. I assume you're never going to pick up a porta potty again.
I might.
What was it like when you see that dollar amount, considering kind of where you've come from?
Oh, man, it was a blessing. I'm surprised I didn't cry up in Ozzie's office, because I've been crying so much this weekend. Starting from the call, then with the cake, and, just seeing, reminiscing, looking at my kids, seeing that they never have to go through what I went through, growing up. Growing up it was tough. I mean, I had everything I needed, not everything I wanted, but at the same time, there was some definitely big time lows growing up. And for me coming from that, whether it been, being not having a stable home to live in, or whether it been just me and my journey through football, going, from high school to prep school to D2, and then making my way to the NFL, it's just, I look back and think about all the hours and all the, hardships I had to go through, and all the extra, the extra running or weightlifting, just the extra hard work I had to endure just to get to where I wanted to go. It all paid off. And that's a wonderful and amazing feeling. And that's to any, and it feels good to be, a role model to kids now, to see, doesn't matter where you come from, or no matter what kind of, cards you've been dealt, to know that as long as you have hard work and a strong mindset and just the will to work, then you can achieve anything.
Brandon, people talked a lot about Damon Harrison's deal. Is that something that was kind of a blueprint? That was it a goal to beat that, or was that not really a consideration?
Obviously, it was, a starting point, or whatever. You look at his deal, and then you kind of go from there, look at what he got, and just, I don't know. But mostly I wasn't worried about his deal. I mean, it's not my job to worry about his deal. It's my job to play football. And, my agency, Sports Trust, did a great job, doing the numbers, crunching the numbers, and talking to, Ozzie and Coach Harbaugh, and, getting the job done. So he tweeted me out. He's like, he said, good job. Looks like you're the best now. See you on the field. So, I mean, now I got to. Now I got to prove my worth, so I'm ready to do
sounds
that.
Like a
John, where do you guys have made some defensive additions at this point? Where do you see the defense as of now, and what areas would you like to see even more?
Right, Jeff. I mean, you've written extensively on that, so I think you have a good feel for it. It's just exactly what you're saying, and I think everybody knows. We're just one piece at a time, and I feel like Ozzie and Eric and the coaches are all doing a great job of building those pieces one piece at a time, and you try to do it where you can, when you can. And this was one that we could do right out of the gates in free agency, that really before free agency, as Ozzie said, we were planning on trying to get done, and it's a big piece that's filled, literally and figuratively, a very big piece, and really the main piece for our defense. And now, to start with, and now we have to, we have to work our way out, to the positions that we've talked about, and of course it's in the secondary, and we got to look at the Will linebacker spot, and we're always looking for a pass rusher, right, Oz? That's always part of it. So all those things come into play.
Ozzie, you've had the
benefit of having some pretty good interior defensive linemen here over the years. Kind of where do you see Brandon kind of fitting in among the likes of those guys?
Well, I think he's right up there with all of them. I mean, you start with Goose and Sam, Kelly Gregg, Elodie. I mean, I could just name, keep going and keep going. But he's right up there as a player, but also as a person. And the big thing about, you know, guys like Brandon is, you know, it takes two. You know, if don't, he'll make the play in the run game, but he also does a good job of pushing the pocket. So he's right in there with all of those guys.
Ozzie, in terms of where you guys are with the cap and money to go and all that for free agency and whatever's left for draft picks and such, are you comfortable where you are right now with what's been allocated and what's remaining?
Yes, yes, yes.
Evitt, now Lardarius, you talked about the door being closed. You put out a tweet saying goodbye. Is it over with Lardarius in your mind? Or?
Didn't I address that on Friday?
You had said something about...
I addressed it on Friday. I'm sorry you weren't here.
Yeah, I didn't know if you had said the door would still be open or not.
Ask your colleagues.
Good?
Cool.
Bobby, man. Okay.
No, like, that was the point of my question.